Have you lost your motivation, or have you struggled with motivation somewhere in your life, something you want to accomplish? Maybe you were a victim to a motivation killer. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Limitless. Welcome to the Limitless Podcast. So glad that you are here. Hey, we've got some great episodes coming up and some great episodes we've done. Check out episodes we've done in the past few weeks and upcoming. Our next two episodes, we're going to talk about enemies. Do we need enemies? Do you need an enemy? The power of enemies and what they can drive us to do. And then how to increase our motivation. Today, we're talking about motivation killers. And an upcoming episode, we're going to talk about how to actually increase that motivation. Grow your motivation, keep it strong. But today, I think we've all been a victim to motivation killers. Having our motivation squashed is something we want to accomplish. And it's usually something that is out of the ordinary. And by that, I mean, it's not getting up every day. It's not just going to work. It's not picking up the kids. It's not things we have to do that we've already made a priority and we've already built habits around. Those are two clues about how to drive motivation with habits and priorities. But things we want to accomplish, losing weight, getting fit, writing that book, that project we want to do, working on ourselves, self-growth, working on relationships, growing our skills, any of these require self-motivation. And I think we can fall victim to these motivation killers. I know I certainly have been a victim to every single one of these eight motivation killers. They're limiting us. They hold us back. So let's talk about them. Eight motivation killers. First is not having a goal that truly resonates with you. It sounds strange, but when we have a goal that's too vague, it's not truly ours, it will not drive us. We will not have self-propelled motivation. The essence of motivation is self-motivation from within, something that drives us to do things that we wouldn't normally do, stretch and grow. And I know it sounds crazy to have a goal that's not really ours, but many of us do. It doesn't resonate with us. We create goals that society likes. We create goals that will make us look good on social media. We create goals to impress someone in our lives, a parent, a boss, someone we admire. Or our goals are simply too vague. Money, too vague. Family, too vague. Time, too vague. Health, too vague. They're not strong enough to drive us. Listen, if you're already motivated, you're probably not listening to this. If you're already motivated, you're probably not falling victim to this particular motivation killer. But many of us do. I want to improve my health. I want to make more money. I hear it all the time. Yet these things don't drive us. So if you're struggling with motivation in the area of skills, money, fitness, weight loss, it's because it's too vague. We have to get granular and specific with these goals. Why do you want to lose the weight? Why do you want to get fit? What is the actual goal? What is the number you want to get to with your money? Budget it out. The more specific you get, the more it's going to drive you. And the less you'll fall victim to this first motivation killer, which is not having a goal that truly resonates with you. Revisit your goals. Make sure they fire you up. It's the essence of motivation. The second motivation killer is the need to be liked. People pleasing. You can't say no. We try to be interesting instead of interested in other people. Or we lose the creative tension in our goals and what we want to accomplish because we talk too much. You've seen this on social media. Somebody posts, hey, here's my big goal. I'm losing weight, but they haven't done it yet. They release the creative tension. They fall off the wagon almost immediately. The need to be liked, the need to get attention will distract you and keep you from staying motivated. This isn't a true motivator. So many people right now are motivated by, I want attention, I want to be liked, I want to be approved, I want to be edified. It's a natural human instinct for many of us. I think all of us fall victim to this. I certainly have in my life. But question this, because this will hold us back. You'll never truly have goals that resonate with you, and you'll never truly stay motivated with the need to be liked. So instead, be interested in others, not trying to be interesting. Say no so that you can say yes to the things you want to that will keep you motivated, keep you going towards your goals. When you've got a great idea, take action before you talk about it. So you keep that creative tension. It moves you forward. Creative tension is a great source of energy and motivation. The number three motivation killer is rocking chair activity. I love this term. I don't actually love when it happens to me or other people, but the term is very visual. You can picture a rocking chair. What are you doing in a rocking chair? A whole lot of activity, a whole lot of motion, but you're not going anywhere. The last couple episodes, we talked about busyness disease. This falls right in line with that. Being too busy, but not really getting results. In the same vein, starting and stopping with our goals, with our motivation, with our action. Rocking chair activity, busyness disease, moving a lot, keeping moving, staying busy, but not staying motivated. And being busy all the time, rocking chair activity is tiring. You get fatigued. It's really hard to be motivated when you're tired, when you're burnt out. You lack energy. Be very mindful of rocking chair activity. Rocking chair activity can look different ways for different people. It could be knowledge gathering. I need the perfect plan. I need more training. I need to buy a bunch of books and programs instead of just taking action. I had a mentor that said a lot of people think they need more training. They just need more doing. Getting busy with action towards your goal will create motivation. You get the high of progress when you start to see results from your activity. That's not rocking chair activity. That's real action, real motion that will keep you motivated, keep you self-motivated. And that's what we want. Be very mindful of rocking chair activity. A whole lot going on, but you're not moving forward. The number four motivation killer is negative self-talk. Beating yourself up, talking yourself out of it, doubts, fears, regrets. This leads to unraveling. I know. You have a goal, you talk yourself out of it. Well, I want to lose weight, but this always happens to me. I lose weight, I have a good month, and I have a bad month. I fall off the wagon, then I actually regress. I gain weight when I try to lose weight. I had somebody tell me a couple weeks ago they can't track calories because it makes them so stressed that they stress eat and works against them. This all begins with our self-talk, what we tell ourselves, beating ourselves up, the doubts. We tell ourselves a story of who we are. We can change that story anytime we want to, any single time we want to. At any time in our lives, we can start talking to ourselves differently in a motivational tone, in an energetic tone, less doubts. Today, increase your awareness, your mindfulness of how you talk to yourself. Our minds believe the story we tell it. So many of us have been in a cycle of negativity, of telling ourselves negative things. We look in the mirror, we think about our goals, what we want to accomplish. People like me don't do this. I failed at this before. You're not good enough. We can be our own worst enemy. This is why this podcast exists, these self-imposed limits. My friends, be kind to yourself, be encouraging to yourself, and be self-motivating by improving your self-talk. The number five motivation killer is making the first exception. This comes from one of my mentors, J.B. Glossinger, and the Morning Coach podcast. He says, when you make the first exception, that always leads to the second exception, the third exception. This is the starting and stopping. This is excuses, settling. We make the first excuse why we can't work out. We make the first excuse, the first exception, why we can't make the time to go after a goal or write that book. I know people, when they see one of my hikes, they say things like, I wish I had time. I wish I would make time for backpacking. I wish I would do more hikes. Yet they make the first exception. Well, it's Saturday morning. I'd really rather just lay around. That's fine. But is it meeting your goals or is it killing your motivation? The first exception almost always leads to unraveling as well. It squashes our motivation. What happens is we make the first exception. Let's say you're trying to lose weight. And this Saturday night, I am not going to drink. And then you do. And then you make that first exception. What that leads to in our mind, why it kills our motivation. So we say, now I'm derailed. It's over. And then we totally fall off. We stop being motivated. We stop sticking to our goal. On the road to accomplishing any goal, financial, work, writing a book, losing weight, getting fit, training for a marathon, there are going to be ups and downs. You got to get back up and get on the horse. When the first exception happens, make it an exception and keep going instead of leading to unraveling. The first exception almost always is a motivation killer. The number six motivation killer is distractions. Almost everything we've talked about in here is a distraction. Our phones, social media, these things distract us from what we want to accomplish. There's nothing wrong with entertainment and downtime. These are good things. But these things can keep us from rest, from staying motivated, from staying energized, from getting around inspiration, great sources of motivation. We get bored, and instead of channeling this energy into something productive or ideas or creativity, we turn to our phones, we turn to social media, we turn to nonsense, we turn to binge watching. Again, entertainment's good, but distractions are bad, and distractions will always derail us. Distractions have one job, that is to distract you. They are really, really good at it, and distractions will crush your motivation. We have to be aware of them. We have to fight them off. We have to have ways to channel that energy so we don't fall victim to distractions, because they're everywhere. The number seven motivation killer is not keeping a schedule. And I'm not much of a calendar guy, but I know when it's scheduled, I'm going to make it happen most likely. This is how we build habits. We have a true priority. We need to build habits around it. We need to autopilot motivation. We need to automate motivation. Does that sound weird? We can do it. When you schedule things, when they become a habit, you automate that motivation. You take it out of your hands. Your brain loves when you automate things, when you go on autopilot. Yet most of us are on autopilot with our eating, with our bad habits, with our motivation killers. Use this for good. Keep a schedule. If your children got out of school at 3 p.m., you'd keep that schedule, be a priority. You'd create a habit every day at 2:50. You would leave to go pick them up at 3. We need to do the same thing with our goals and our motivation. Schedule it. Schedule that time to write. Schedule that time to work out. Do not fall victim to distractions. Keep that schedule until it becomes a habit. Build this around your true priorities. I see people do this all the time with meetings. They have all these meetings. This is their priority. And it's fine. We need meetings, I guess, at times. But when it comes to their goals that really matter to them, they don't schedule it. Take motivation out of your hands. Take the excuses and distractions out of your hands. Schedule your motivation. Schedule what's important to you. And finally, the number eight motivation killer is needing outside motivation or trying to motivate others and letting that impact our motivation. If I could just get motivated, Alex, you can. Or we want somebody to join us on our goal and we're trying to get them motivated. If I could just get them motivated, Alex. My friends, trying to motivate others and having to rely on outside motivation is a motivation killer. The best motivation comes from within. You are a furnace, a fire of motivation within yourself. Use this to your advantage. Stop working with people who aren't motivated. Stop trying to motivate others. And stop telling yourself you're not motivated, because we're always motivated. Always. Motivation is always working. We're motivated to get up, we're motivated to eat, we're motivated to drink water, we're motivated to drink coffee. Motivation is always there. It's always working either for us or against us. We get to choose. Choose this internal furnace to fire up and get motivation working for you instead of against you. And a bonus motivation killer is on to the next thing when we do accomplish something. We are motivated, we made something happen, instead of enjoying it, instead of looking around, instead of congratulating ourselves, instead of being nice to ourselves and kind and celebratory and reminding our brains and bodies this was a good thing no matter what, we're on to the next thing, and that's back to the busyness disease, the distractions. Enjoy life, my friends. This is motivating. What's it all for if we can't enjoy it? I have a good friend. He says he hasn't taken a vacation in years. Every vacation is a working vacation. He prefers to work on vacation. He never enjoys life, and he finds himself at different times down on himself because he's not enjoying life. He's not seizing the moments. He's not slowing down time to enjoy the people, places, and accomplishments in his life. Don't let this be you, my friends. On to the next thing. We need more goals. Great. Take time to enjoy life. Take time to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Take time to look around and enjoy life because it's motivating. What's it all for if we can't stop and enjoy it if we're on to the next thing all the time? All right. Motivation killers. Have you fallen victim to these? Every single one of these I've fallen a victim to. I want to be aware of them so that I can take action and not have my motivation crushed. Three pieces of application today. Number one, where can you be interested instead of interesting? Because needing to be liked, needing to be approved or edified will hold you back and crush your motivation. Instead, be interested in others' goals, get inspired by others, help others. Number two, your goals. It may sound crazy, but are they really yours? Do they truly resonate with you? Do they motivate you? Are you willing to fight a bear to get them? Get granular, my friends. Get specific. If your goals aren't motivating you from inside, you need to evaluate them. And number three, priorities and habits, my friends. Automate motivation. Try to put motivation on autopilot. Your brain is built for this. When you have the right priorities, you schedule it and you build habits, you'll take motivation out of your hands. Schedule it. Use what's there, the tools inside your brain, to create priorities and habits and automate motivation. You'll find yourself being more motivated and doing things even when you don't feel like them. And that is one of the secrets of motivation. All right, stick with us, my friends. Next episode, we're going to talk about enemies. Do you need an enemy? Who is your enemy? What is your enemy? A lot of forces we can use to stay motivated. And then we're going to talk about how to stay motivated, how to increase our motivation. Stay with me. Hope you have an amazing day. Don't fall victim to these motivational killers. Encourage someone today. Stay inspired. Stay invigorated. I believe in you because you are limitless.